Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name.
Worship you and praise you tonight for who you are. Wonderful Savior, blessed Redeemer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, mighty God. Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes to see you more clearly, the beauty of Jesus. Lord, draw us deeper into your presence tonight, we pray. Lord, meet with our children in the cottage and in the village tonight as they meet. Pray that you would draw them near to yourself, Lord. You know the many needs that they have, God, and we ask that you would work through things, bring healing to them, Lord. Bring salvation to them. Pour out your Spirit upon them, Lord. Our sons and our daughters. Minister to and through counselors tonight, Lord, those who will speak and lead. We pray your sweet presence would fill those meeting rooms tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your promises are true. You've promised to come to us and be found of us as we seek you. And so, Lord, we pray that all barriers, all divisions would be broken down, Lord. Everything that stands in the way, Lord, remove the dimness from our eyes. We long to see you tonight. Be blessed, Lord. Be exalted. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Number 5 in the white books tonight, and please feel free if you have a testimony, scripture that would encourage us, a song you'd like to sing. Got a number of our staff, I think. Some of our girls are up in the village tonight, worshiping with them. So let's fill in the blank. A number of people have traveled home or will be coming this week, but God is here tonight, and we just want to make room for him. So as God lays on your heart, please feel free to share. Number 5. Christian, the joy of the Lord, not just by way of encouragement, but scripture by way of command. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, whether in trials and tribulations, in everything. Count it all joy, not just on the happy days, but when you fall into trials and tribulations of all kinds. Be joyful, for our eyes and sights are set on things above, not on things on the earth. Lord, fill our hearts, we pray. Fill our hearts, O God, with gladness, the oil of joy. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is a good desire and prayer. It's not easy, is it? Which is why it's a work of the Holy Spirit. As we heard, the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Because our own spirit cannot maintain that. It's circumstantial. But when the Spirit gets a hold of us and begins His work in us, we bear fruit of joy. That's a good place to live, isn't it? Rather than... What's the opposite of joy? Sorrow, sadness, living down here in valleys. God gives us joy. We did just receive word that Brother Peter Schaefer's mother passed away. They're usually here at camp for many weeks through the summer. They were here just for a couple of days this week and had planned to go back home. His mother has been sick, and so they knew that time was short, and so they left on Friday to go back home to be with her, and so they were there, and I know they're thankful for that. They were able to be there, but we want to pray for the Schaefer family and those that are suffering loss and sorrow in this, that God would sustain them and give them grace. Brother Dale, would you pray for the Schaefers, please, and their family? Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we lift up the Schaefer family Jesus. To you, Lord. These partings, Lord, we often don't know how to handle them. We're asking you to come
Jesus.
And teach us yes. how to do these things, Lord.
Jesus.
Give Lord, we know that we're all going to be God. Together in heaven on the other grace, side. Lord, we know that there's nothing wrong with someone finishing their work on earth
Jesus.
And going home.
Jesus,
we know that
Jesus.
There's a glorious thing
thank
to be in
you,
your
Lord.
Presence, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To be rejoicing,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
We know there's a celebration of
thank
a life well
you,
lived.
Jesus.
Someone who knows you and can enter into your
thank
presence,
you,
Lord, with satisfaction, Lord.
Jesus.
And at the same time, Lord, there's this separation, Jesus. This loss, Lord. Lord, we pray that that empty space that is formed, Lord, you would fill it
yes,
up with yourself.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You said in that miracle out in the desert, said, make this valley full of ditches. Mm-hmm. You won't see wind, you won't see water, but this valley shall be filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we ask that you would
God
take all of
Lord.
These griefs, these losses
Jesus.
That occur in life, Lord, for the Schaefers and for the rest of us, Lord, and fill that place with water.
Yes, Lord.
Morning light, Lord, we find that joy.
Yes,
find
Lord,
that,
Jesus.
That fullness, Lord, in place of the emptiness that must
yes,
come
Lord.
In this life, Lord. And then also
yes,
tune the hearts, tune all of our hearts to live in heaven where Jesus. More and more of our loved ones are. So many
yes,
have gone there.
Jesus.
And we linger behind, Lord. So, Lord, let us be heavenly minded then also.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We can't do these things by thinking about them, by wishing. But you can lift us up into a higher plane by the power and the grace.
Jesus.
By the precious
Jesus,
power of the Holy Jesus. Spirit. Lord, do this for us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. I think this was played as we were coming in, number 119 in the white book. And if you have, we have time for maybe one or two more testimonies, feel free. 119 in the white book.
Riches untold.
Yes, Lord Jesus, you're precious.